Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And speaking of hunting, Bill Olson is on a road trip. So sitting in for Bill this week is my friend, my mechanic, and my co-host on The Automotive Reporter, Wayne Cronin. How you doing, Panay?
Great. How are you today?
Doing fine, doing fine. Our guest today, since Wayne is so knowledgeable in the automotive industry, we all need tires, right? And a friend of ours for a long, long time, used to be with Bridgestone Firestone forever, retired, but now he's a he's an expert witness. He counsels police departments on what to drive. He still advises, because he's an engineer, on tire development and stuff. And that's what we're going to be talking about, tires for your truck, all of your vehicles, on and off the road, and more, because he knows all. His name is T.J. Tennant, and he's going to be joining us shortly. But in the meantime, remember, you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by: never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project: we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Fish on! Sign up for the CCA Star Fishing Tournament. You could spend all summer casting for a chance to win over $1 million in scholarships and prizes. Reel in a new boat and truck when you catch a tagged redfish. Or wet a line for 12 other divisions to win big prizes. From sponsors like Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit, Whataburger, Shoalwater Boats, Mustang Cat, and Dargle Boats. Enter at StarTournament.org. Sign up now.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin, and we're going to have a Best Bets coming up. And this portion is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes to time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure you you're well-informed when you're going to make that hunting investment, okay? Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime needs. Third Coast Thermal, now the distributor for Psyonix, Low Lux cameras, the Aurora Sport, the Black Base Sport, Black and Base are moonlight capable. They can be put on a weapon, used as a monocular on the helmet to record color in low light, which is amazing. The Aurora Base Sport and Black models are in stock and ready to rock. Third Coast Thermal also has a good supply of Thermion scopes and Helion monoculars in stock. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location free, okay? For information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call them at 832-827-4574, 832-827-4574. Right now, they have available the wonderful Trigicon Mark II 35 thermal scope. Okay, again, also in stock and ready for delivery. So good checking it out at thirdcoastthermal.com. Okay. Oh, it's me again.
Yeah, they got all the good stuff.
They do. That's amazing. I mean, the things that record at night in color, that's amazing technology. Absolutely fabulous. Anyway, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday plunges to poor. Monday carries a good rating. Tuesday and Wednesday are two of our three best days for the week. Thursday's another fair day. Friday and next Saturday are two more good ones. Next Sunday is another best day. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we'll see game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur either side of sunrise, continue until mid-morning. By Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from early morning until after sunrise, and then just after the noon hour also. Friday as well as next Saturday and Sunday, we'll see game actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. This Sunday, June the 28th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase, so be sure and check the charts out on that, okay? Where am I? Oh, here we go. On the coast this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Monday through Thursday, that's a quartet of days with a double tide schedule each day. Friday through next Sunday is a trio of days with a single tide schedule. And speaking of tides, what we need to do is the report from CCA Star Texas. We jumped right over that. And this is an amazing event. You're going to go out there on the water at all. You have got to sign up for this tournament because that's a cheap insurance policy, friends. You'll find out why as we get to the end of this report because some people went, oh, no. Anyway, our favorite division is the Star Kids Scholarship Division, ages 6 to 10. $50,000 college scholarships are what these kids are going for. Flounder leader, new one, 5-pound, 11-ounce, Mason Blaylock, who is 10. Sheep's Head, 7-pound, 9-ounce, Hadley Bashy, who is 9. Gaff Top, 6-pound, 12-ounce, Rowdy Hanks, who is 8 in the Academy Sport and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division. This is ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 college scholarships. The Speckled Trout leader in the Upper Coast, Lily Larson, who's 16, 7-pound, 14-ouncer. Speckled Trout Middle Coast, 8 pounds even, Radley Rosemeyer, who's 11. Speckled Trout Lower Coast, 8 pounds, 2-ounce, Samuel Carrizales, who is 16. Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division. Flounder leader, 6-pound, 5-ounce, Curtis Wiedener, who is 14. Sheep's Head, 6-pound, 5-ounce, Tristan Anderson, who is 16. Gaff Top, 6-pound, 6-ounce, Nathan Carter, who is 14. Now, getting to our fish species, and this goes, everybody can win on these things. Speckled Trout Upper Coast, 8-pound, 11-ounce, Lee Wright. Speckled Trout Middle Coast, 8-pound, 2-ounce, Jeffrey Walker. Speckled Trout Lower Coast, 10-pound, 7-ounce, John Gonzalez. Kingfish, 57-pound, 6-ouncer from Clifford McCrummon. Dorado, 34-pound, 2-ounce, Colby Jones. Cobia, or Ling, if you prefer. Still a whopper, leading 70 pounds and 3 ounces, Reese Connor. New flounder leader, 5-pound, 15-ounce, Anthony Almagauer. Sheep's Head leader, 7-pound, 4-ounce, Rylan Bashy. Gaff Top, 8-pound, 2-ounce, Michael Fesco. The Texas Ford Dealers Redfish Division, these are those tagged redfish. They got 60 of them out there, friends. 60 of them. They put them where you fish. They want you to catch these fish, okay? They want you to do it. But right now, you know, we had, starting off the bat, we had like the first four that were caught were people who were not registered. That's a $100,000 hickey right there, okay? Because they lost out on a new Ford truck, a boat, a motor, a trailer, and all the other stuff. So far, there are three winners. Like I say, six are ineligible now. Nine tag redfish have been caught. That means there's 51 still out there. All right? So right now the winners, and they have been certified winners, Jake Bozeman, Thomas Bossy, but the second winner, 11-year-old Marilyn Monroe, and she gets a $25,000 college scholarship and the boat motor trailer package. She's too young to drive. But too good a deal. Let me check a couple of news pieces here. You've got something, don't you, from our friends at Parks and Wildlife?
Yeah, from June to August each year, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department staff that place leg bands on thousands of mourning and white-winged doves to monitor the factors that influence populations. Now, information from hunter-reported bands or recoveries provide estimates of harvest and survival rates, which are used with data from the Harvest Information Program, Parks Collection Survey, and other harvest surveys to help manage populations and set annual hunting regulations.
Yeah.
And the Harvest Information Program, a HIP, is a national program that estimates migratory game bird harvest and hunting activity by asking hunters a series of questions about their experience the previous season. Now, the Parks Collection Program uses wings from harvested birds to determine species, sex, age, composition, while other harvest surveys are sent out to help fine-tune harvest estimates across the state. And doves are the most popular game bird in the country, and Texas leads the nation in overall harvest and hunter numbers, so it's critical that we understand how harvest affects dove population, notes Owen Fitzsimmons, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Webless Migratory Game Bird Program leader. Much of the information we use to manage these species comes from hunters, so I urge all hunters to report any bands they find to be as responsive and accurate as they can when responding to any harvest surveys or HIP questions during their license purchasing process.
Absolutely. Once considered to be extinct in Texas, black bears have steadily recolonized the Big Bend region and other areas of the West and Southwest since the 20th century began. Natural restoration population in West Texas recently resulted in bears being spotted in more populated areas. Texas Parks and Wildlife Department biologists say the dry spring weather conditions have left bears on the move in search of food, leading to an increase in sightings in the area. Been a flurry of bear activity in Trans-Pecos recently, they say. Bears have an excellent sense of smell. Much of their behavior is driven by their appetite. These natural characteristics can, however, become a problem when bears find an easy meal from a human-related source, such as garbage, pet food, or corn from a deer feeder. Over time, a bear continually finds food around humans. It becomes part of their habit, and losing its fear of people and creating a potentially dangerous situation. I learned a long time ago in Alaska, if a black bear comes after you, he's going to eat you.
Don't feed the bears.
He is going to eat you. Black bears are currently a protected species in Texas. So if you see a bear, stay away. Do not attempt to feed it. If you're in an urban or developed area, notify your local police or sheriff's dispatcher immediately and request they contact the local Texas Parks and Wildlife Game Wardens, noting the bear's size, direction, speed of travel, and behavior, especially when it's feeding in town, will greatly aid authorities in determining how to respond. Like I say, it's great they're coming back, but again, don't treat them like a comic book character, friends, okay? That does not work. That does not bode well. Let's take a short break, and then we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas. Ah, Catchy tune. Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin. And time for those fishing reports around the state, friends. So pay attention because it's a lot of information. Wayne, let's go to the coast.
Okay, on Calcasieu Big Lake last week, in terms of catching fish now, was fantastic. Probably the best week all year. Throw chartreuse topwater baits early in the morning. Good solid trout were coming on live shrimp under a cork from reef on the south end, as well as Commissionary Point over the east side. The beachfront was also very good, both the east-west jetties producing solid trout and big bull redfish on live shrimp under a Carolina rig. Sabine Lake, speckled trout have mostly been found over the grass flats in shallow water and biting best on shrimp. Redfish are highest in number around the jetties. Use crankbait around the rocks for best results. Mullet, mud minnows, and jigs and soft plastics will work, and flounder are still good along the shoreline around points on minnows. In Trinity Bay, fishing under the birds, working structure, and wading the flats are the best methods for fish, both redfish and speckled trout. Most popular wading areas are along the northwestern and eastern sides of the bay. Flounder are good on minnows and have the biggest presence around the rocks. East Galveston Bay, redfish action is good, wade fishing along the shoreline. The higher water temperature gets the fish tactic will shift to drifting over structure, and speckled trout are starting to hold on reefs, and the topwater action has been excellent for waders. They're in higher numbers near the jetties along the rocks with some redfish mixed in. Shrimp is best bait typically. Okay, and West Galveston Bay is just about the same as East Bay. So Texas City, the redfish are good over the flats on live bait. Flounder good on live bait around the jetties and wherever there are rocks. Speckled trout are good in the shallows along the shoreline on shrimp or soft plastics. Black drum are fair on blue crab around vegetation and shallow water. Sheephead are fair around the dike on mullet. In Freeport, redfish will be found along the flats or shoreline and are best on shrimp. Speckled trout are good on shrimp near San Luis Pass or in less than 4 foot of water. Sheephead will be found around oyster reefs, rocks, and are good on live bait. Flounder are good to rocks on mullet, and black drum are fair on blue crab, slow bouncing off the bottom and around the vegetation. East Matagorda Bay, trout and redfish are good on live bait near structures. Black drum have been fair on blue crab over vegetation. West Matagorda Bay, black drum are good on blue crab and shrimp and in deeper water around vegetation or structure. Redfish and trout are good on live bait and will be gravitating towards the structure. Flounder are good on shrimp around the rocks. In Port O'Connor, the hump is a great spot to fish for trout and redfish. They've been excellent and abundant on down south lures with red, white, and a black spoon. Black drum are good on blue crab and will be in deeper water transitions. Flounder are good around the jetties on shrimp and on minnows. Sheephead are fair around the rocks on live bait.
Yeah, let me jump in here. We've got a call in from our friend Captain Nathan Bebout, N&M Sportsman Adventures. And he said this past week around Seadrift, the weather's been great waiting with artificial sight casting for reds. Seems the June heat's been shutting down the bite around 12 p.m. Despite midday to afternoon major feeds, they've been leaving the dock around 5:45, seeing a good topwater trout bite before sunrise when the fish are up shallow. And then after sunrise, the trout have started to move out to the edge of the grass or the end of the shell into waist-deep water, which I don't do because I'm too short. Early mornings up shallow, they've been throwing blue chrome spook junior topwaters. And once the fish fall off down south, lures, magic grass, blue moon have worked the best. What do you got from Rockport?
Hey, the key to finding the fish have been shallow water on thick grass in the northern areas. Now, redfish are good using topwaters in black or white, red color. Trout are good on shrimp under a popping cork and around the shoreline. Flounder have been good on mullet and around the piers in Rockport Wall. Black drum are fair around grass beds, and blue crab and shrimp are the best baits. At Port Aransas, flounder are good on live bait around rocks. Redfish are good on shrimp, K-wigglers, paddle tail, and found in schools in less than 4 feet. Speckled trout are good on shrimp, K-wigglers, ball tail, and top waters. Black drum are fair on soft plastics or crab and will most likely be in the warmest parts of the water. Corpus Christi, the redfish are good on live bait in less than 4 feet over mud flats. Darker colored paddle tails have been the best. Flounder are good on mullet or shrimp around the rocks. Laguna flats also continue to be an active area. Black drum are fair on crab and shrimp over vegetation. And in Baffin Bay, the place to be for large speckled trout. It's still holding good trout, redfish, and flounder. They will most likely be found in water in less than 4 foot. The dark colors will perform best when the water is dirty. The flats have been holding good slot reds on the east side, and good solid trout are around the Los Corrales area. Flounder are good on live bait and around the rocks. Port Mansfield, fishing has been excellent. Redfish and trout are in the sand potholes in 2 to 3 foot of water on top waters. Live shrimp under popping cork and K-Wiggler paddle tail and dirty jalapeno. Scattered reds and trout are in deeper water, 4 to 5 foot, using top water, K-Wiggler ball tail, and red and white. Snapper's good in Texas waters, and the season for red snappers open in the federal waters. Port Isabel, the lower Laguna Madre, held some big trout this time of year. Trout can also be found in shallow water where the grass is thick and best with shrimp. Redfish will be found in less than 4 foot of water and are best on shrimp. Sheephead are good on mullet around the rocks. Flounder are fair on fresh shrimp or mullet. Jackvale are good on live mullet. Black drum and fair on blue crab over vegetation and around structure. South Padre, cooler periods of the morning and late afternoons are best. Mullet and shrimp baits have been successful in natural colors. Speckled trout have been showing up in big numbers and are best in deeper water transitions and are good on soft plastics. Mother Lagoon has shown large numbers of trout as well. Redfish are still around sand pockets but are becoming tougher in the pattern. Black drum will be in deeper water and are best on blue crab.
Yeah, it's quite a big report on the Gulf Coast. And by the way, does your wife Nancy still bait your hook?
Oh, thank you so much, Harold.
For reminding you. Okay, anyway, let's go to East Texas. Caddo, largemouth bass are good in shallow water near trees and vegetation, fishing plastic creatures and frogs, topwaters and rattlebaits. Crankbaits, jigs, and Texas rigged plastic worms in deeper water near structure are working as the day warms. Conroe, black bass remain good. Finding the deep structure, stressing the importance of your fish finders. Crappie are fair on minnows and jigs with surface cover. Hybrid striped bass are fair mid-lake chasing schools. Catfish are good on stinky bait. Sunfish are fair with live worms or crickets in shallow water. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on plastic creatures, bladed jigs, crankbaits near drop-offs, points, grass lines, and humps in 8 to 12 feet. Topwater plugs and plastic frogs are effective early in grass patches and lily pads. Lake of the Pines. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, flukes, plastic frogs, topwater baits, Carolina rig creature baits in 8 to 18 feet of water. Crappie are excellent on jigs and minnows in the standing timber in 12 to 24 feet. Catfish are good on night crawlers, good old chicken liver, and cut bait in 8 to 25 feet. Tyler, black bass are good on Carolina rig creature baits and worms, spinners, crankbaits, jigs, fishing dock structures, and brushy shorelines in 8 to 24 feet of water. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in the brush piles and the timber. Wright Patman, largemouth bass are fair on crankbaits, jigs, chatterbaits. White bass are good on jigging spoons and slabs. Crappie are fair on jigs and minnows. Athens, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, jigs, spinnerbaits, working the vegetation edges and the grassy lines. Topwaters are effective early morning, evenings along the grassy shorelines, and plastic frogs in the lily pads and the weeds. Crappie are good with minnows. Catfish are good on earthworms, cut bait, and prepared bait. Bass drop. Largemouth bass are fair fishing grass lines, creek banks, and brushy coves on Carolina rig plastics. Crappie are good on minnows on brush piles and standing timber. Shannon bluecats are good on earthworms, cut bait, and live bait. Belton. Black bass are good in gravel beds, brushy shorelines, and timber on jigs. Carolina rig worms. White bass are good in the main lake with slabs and swim baits. Hybrid stripers are good with live bait in the main lake. Look for large schools of bait using that sonar if you've got it. Crappie are fair on minnows. Catfish are good on prepared bait in 10 to 25 feet. Fayette, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, creatures, jigs, spinners, crankbaits. Sunfish are good on worms and crickets around bank ledges and structures. Catfish are good on chicken liver. Palestine, largemouth bass are good working Texas rig worms, jigs, and crankbaits. Crappie are excellent on jigs and minnows around bridges and marinas in 15 to 25 feet of water. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs and live bait. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, jigs, swim baits, plastic frogs, topwater baits, fishing in 5 to 25 feet of water near submerged vegetation, rocks, and brush. Somerville, white bass and hybrids are good with slabs and swim baits in 15 to 35 feet. Crappie are good on brush piles and standing timber in 12 to 24. Catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stink bait in 12 to 25 feet. Tewakinee, catfish are excellent on live bait, chicken liver, cut bait along brushy shorelines and riprap. Largemouth bass are good on spinner baits, plastic worms, and crankbaits. White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on swim baits and slabs. Texoma, striped bass and white bass are excellent on live bait and topwater baits when fishing near the surface. Diving birds are marking the feeding schools on the surface throughout the lake. Whitney, black bass are good on topwaters early, on points and near grass lines and weed beds. Later in the day, plastic worms and crankbaits and bladed spinners are working at 8 to 28 feet of water. White bass are excellent on the main lake with jigging spoons and slabs. Okay, let's head out to southwest in the Highland Plains area, Wayne.
Okay, in Amistad, black bass are fair and the summer has its grips on Amistad. Keep using topwater early and late around vegetation. Carolina ringworms and crankbait continue to excel around Devil's River and the ridges associated with the original channel. Island Henry, the lake has benefited from increased vegetation this year. Black bass are excellent, and the lake has seen its best year in the past five. Topwater is good and early in the morning, and we see aggressive fish between 20 and 30 feet. OHIV, black bass are fair on points and deeper vegetation with soft plastic worms and crankbaits. Crappie are good on jigs, staying west using afternoon shade is prime time. And Austin, largemouth
bass. That's me. You can't take my hill country from me.
Oh, that's you.
Oh, shame on you.
Mm-mm. I was on a roll.
Mm-mm. Yeah. A lot of big report, friends. Yeah, Lake Austin, largemouth bass are fair on spinnerbaits, jerkbaits, Texas rig, plastic worms in deep creek beds, channel edges, and rocks. Early bite with topwater plugs. Sunfish are excellent on cut worms. Catfish are good on prepared bait. Buckhannon, largemouth bass are good with Texas rig plastic creatures, deep diving crankbaits, working along the grass lines, points, and drop-offs. Early morning bite with plastic frogs and topwater baits in the grassy regions and weed patches. Striped bass are very good with slabs and jigging spoons and live bait. White bass are excellent on minnows and slabs, so get after them. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in 12 to 25 feet. Channel cats, excellent on anything. Canyon, striper fishing is excellent on main lake humps, vertically jigging striper jigs and live bait and topwater baits when schools are feeding near the surface. White bass are excellent on main lake flats, drop-offs, and humps. Look for birds diving over feeding schools. Largemouth bass are good near rocky bluffs and gravel beds with square-bill crankbaits, jigs, plastic worms, and spinners. And catfish are excellent with live and cut bait throughout the lake in 9 to 27 feet. LBJ, black bass are fair on Texas rig plastic creatures, jigs, and crankbaits. Crappie are fair on jigs, minnows, around brush, marinas, and docks. White bass are good over main lake points and humps, 20 to 35 feet. Catfish are good on cut bait and prepared bait in 10 to 25 feet. Travis, largemouth bass are good fishing in 8 to 26 feet of water with Texas rig plastic worms, topwater plugs early, square-bill crankbaits near rock ledges, points, and humps. White bass are good on jigs, crankbaits, and slabs working in the main lake points and humps. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 12 to 25 feet near the docks, marinas, and rock ledges. Catfish are good on live bait and prepared baits in 10 to 20 feet of water. Waco, largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, silver or white diving crankbaits, and jigs on main lake points and flats near the drop-offs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs, fishing brush piles and structure. Sunfish are very good on cutworms or crickets. Channel and blue cats are good on cut bait, chicken liver, and prepared bait. Oh, now, what we need to do, though, is think about our tires, friends. And we just got the guy that knows all about it, because his nickname is the Tire Guy, TJ Tennant, right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, Visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets the energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. And one thing I love about it is that feral pigs and raccoons do not mess with it. So that'll save you a lot of money. For information on Fortified Cottonseed and their blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. If he was here right now, I'd give him a big bowl of Fortified Cottonseed and some buttermilk. Our friend T.J. Tennant. How you doing, man?
Man, I am mostly sunny as always, brother.
All the way from beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. How's everything going over there?
I'm sitting here in my office at my house looking at the squirrels run up and down the trees. There's not a cloud in the sky. I think I'm going to go out and ride a motorcycle when I get done with this interview with you.
Well, you do that. You got, at least four Ducatis, I think, don't you?
You got a few.
There you go. Let's a quick background for folks. I mean, of course, we've known you for years, and you retired from Bridgestone Firestone. But prior to that retirement, what all were you doing with them? Hello? DJ? Oops.
In the field in Dallas, Texas, I miss Dallas. The people there, the food was great. Doing the R&D on passenger and light truck and then commercial. Got promoted to the corporate office, and they brought me here to Nashville. And my task was right in my wheelhouse with running our motorcycle racing and development department, and then our kart racing. Then I left that and went to open wheel racing. So I did like the Indy 500 and Formula One and that kind of stuff when they came to North America. Moved from that and then went into government in products, so Department of Defense and pursuit tires and off-road and all that stuff, and did all that and kind of went up the chain of command until I finally retired a couple years ago. It was a great ride, I got to admit that.
Well, and you're so young, so you decided to reinvent yourself now as the tire guy, but, you know, you're so highly educated and you're so darn smart, how come you can't spell tire right?
Well, that's a good question. I am called the tire guy, and we spell tire with a Y because my company, Tennant & Associates, we are global.
Okay.
So, in everywhere else except the U.S., tire, and some parts of South America, tire is spelled with a Y. So they always get on me and say I spell it wrong when I accidentally put an I on some of my reports. So I said, screw it, I'll just put a Y on it no matter where I am.
Yeah, well, that works. Also, something interesting in your work, too, and of course we're going to get, obviously, to tires because that's where you want to help our audience out. But on the reverse end of it, when things hit the fan, people call you. So you do a lot of like accident investigation and advising to various departments around the world, don't you?
Man, I'm going to be honest. Daily, sometimes twice a day, the phone rings from somewhere in the world. So I the only way I can tell is if I look at the prefix on the phone number, no, it's not from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But me, and I have several engineers who work with and for me, they call us in as the specialist if a tire blows out and causes, usually involving an injury or a death. They call us in to help them determine whether it was factory related or it was a road hazard or something else. But we get a lot of calls and requests for that kind of information. And even here in the U.S., we've trained most of the state highway patrol, accident reconstructionists, the FBI, CIA, you name it. So it's kind of funny because we do not advertise. The only way to get really in touch with us is through someone like you or
The attorneys and the DAs will contact their state highway patrol accident reconstruction specialist, which every state has, or the FBI, and we're in all of their database, and that way we'll get the call. And it's not uncommon to get a call from the defense side and the prosecution side, both within an hour or so of each other for each accident.
Yeah, but before we bang up to our midpoint, let's start off helping the folks out. Let's go to trucks. Kind of run us down, you know, good things, bad things, things people should do, shouldn't do when it comes to truck tires.
Oh, man. You know, my son and I here in Nashville, one of the things that we've noticed is how many Jeep Wranglers are on the road. They're selling the crap out of those things over here.
Right.
And almost every one of them will upfit the tires. They'll go to a flotation size, like a, you know, 35, 12, 50, 17 or something. And that's, I'm not saying you can't do that. What I am saying is when you go to a much bigger size than the 245, 75, 16 that came on that vehicle as original equipment or was designed for, one of the things that they always forget to do is to go to a bigger brake rotor. Because once you have that all that extra unsprung weight, it's harder for that factory size rotor to slow that vehicle down. So you really need to go up to a bigger rotor. The second biggest, most fatal mistake that most people make is they put the same amount of air pressure in that tire that the door placard said should have been on the original equipment tire. Those tires have not only totally different construction, but they're a totally different size. So the amount of air that you need to put in that new size that you put on there, that flotation tire that you went up to that looks so freaking great, you need to call either the tire manufacturer or they can email me. We'll give out my contact information. They can email me, and I can tell them what pressure they need to put in that tire. But those are the two, and I'm going to be honest, fatal mistakes that most people make.
Well, also, situation of these, you know, these hijacked up things, which, of course, obviously changed the whole balance of the vehicle. But, you know, I kind of snicker. I see some of these things, and you know, the body is like, you know, 3 feet above the axle. Hey, you sunk it to the axle, Bubba. You sunk it to the axle. You know, it doesn't matter all that other space above it.
It doesn't matter how high you lift that bad boy up. You got a 12, 18, 36-inch lift kit on there.
Right.
The axle is going to remain the same.
That's right. What about truck tires, though? You got some of these people go, you know, let's pause on that. Audio Bob saying, we've got to sell something. Okay, we're going to take a point, but I'm going to come back on tread designs for these. So, TJ, bear with us a minute. We're going to take a short break. Friends, we'll be back with TJ Tennant, the tire guy.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
My name is Al Crisp, and I started working at the cotton gin when I was 14 years old. In 1999, I bought Pumpkin Center Gin, and that's in Dawson County. Operating a gin in West Texas is difficult because we never know when the next windstorm, the next hailstorm's coming through. In the partnership with Capital Farm Credit, they actually see the farming end of it, and then they see the processing end of it. It's been a great deal working with Capital Farm Credit because they've been understanding.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Okay, we are back. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin and our guest, the tire guy, T.J. Tennant. I was alluding to tread because you get people, okay, now I've got my truck, but I am going to do some stuff at the ranch and it's going to be dirt and blah, blah, blah. And they say, I think I need, tractor treads. Well, then all of a sudden you're going to have real problems on the highway, aren't you?
Oh, God, yes. One of the really, really good websites out there is the Tire Rack. I mean, they've got a phenomenal website. They give you a lot of feedback, and occasionally I go to their website if I want to look up information on competitor tires, or I'm saying competitor tires, but tires that are competitive brands against each other, and they'll show you tread pattern. And one of the things, when you go to a really aggressive tire, say you go to a tire that is a MT-type tire, it's a mud tire, well, you better be prepared in the wet weather and in snow to not have the level of traction that you had with your original equipment tires, because you've got less contact patch, you've got a much bigger tire, but you've got a smaller percentage of the tire actually in contact with the ground. So you need to keep that in mind if you're towing a boat or you're driving at highway speeds, that it's going to take a little bit longer distance to stop that tire. Now, on the ultra-high performance side, that almost everyone has these super-duper souped-up SUVs and pickup trucks now.
I mean, from Dodge to Chevy to Range Rover to Mercedes, and everybody's got these SUVs pushing 400, 500, 600, 700 horsepower, and they've got a different type tire on that vehicle. Those vehicles are going to be set up for a summer rating. And what I mean by a summer rating, when you have a tire on a really high-performance vehicle like that, or even a sports car like a Mustang or Corvette or Ferrari, Lamborghini, those tires do not work well in the wintertime. And it's not because of the tread design. It's a little bit with tread, but it's more about the compound of the tire, and that compound is set up for warm weather. So when you get at around 40 degrees and lower, that vehicle is not going to have very good traction. I don't care what the salesman told you about the anti-lock brakes and the stability control and all the other electronics that you have on that vehicle.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the tire is the only thing that's in contact with the road unless you're upside down.
Valid point. Are tires the best ever now? I mean, I joke with people. I say, what we need is rubber roads and concrete tires. But, you know, some tires in my life, I have never had a tire that went as far as they said it was going to go. You know, 36,000 miles or 24,000 miles or 12,000. Nah, never that far. Are they just lying to me, or is it my driving habits?
Wow. I'm going to let you and everyone in your listening audience in on a secret within the tire industry that I disagreed with during my whole tenure within that genre.
Yeah.
Is when you buy a new vehicle, short of a Mercedes or a Porsche or something like that, when you buy a brand new Toyota 4Runner or an F-150 or something like that, and you assume, rightfully, that you should get at a minimum close to 40,000 miles out of a set of tires. Because if you get less than that, you're not going to be happy. And it's not unusual for some customers to get 10 or 15 or 20,000 out of their tires. But if you want to get the maximum, the best thing you need to do is check your air pressure every month. But even with that done, you check your air pressure monthly, making sure it's got the right amount of pressure, and you're rotating them and doing all the other things you're asked to do. Original equipment tires, the specifications on those tires, irregardless of who the tire manufacturer is, are set by the automobile manufacturer. So nowadays, you see a lot of hybrids. I'm not a fan of hybrids, mm-hmm. but you see a lot of hybrids and electric vehicles on the road. And even with conventional internal combustion engine vehicles, pickup trucks, cars, whatever, the specs are set in order of priority from top to bottom. And usually top is going to be rolling resistance, wet braking, handling, that kind of stuff. Mileage, unfortunately, on an original equipment tire is going to be at the bottom of that list or non-existent on that list. So when the engineer from the tire manufacturer meets with the suspension and tire engineer from the automobile manufacturer, they kind of negotiate that stuff through, and unfortunately, all of them agree that, well, mileage isn't a big deal because this vehicle, we're going to focus on, you know, wet traction and fuel economy and that kind of thing.
Mm.
But what they don't do is think about the customer, the end user, because the end user, the customer, you buy that new truck, that new SUV, that new car, you get 10 or 15,000 miles out of those tires, and then you call or you go back to the dealership to complain about the mileage, now they're going to play this game with you. Well, it's the tire manufacturer's fault. And then you call the tire manufacturer, to be good to your Firestone, Bridgestone, Michelin, whoever. They're going to say, no, the specifications on those tires were set by the vehicle manufacturer. It's not our fault. So then the customer is caught in the middle.
Yeah.
So you go to the tire store and you see the same tire, same name, same size, same everything, as a replacement tire, is a tire that came as original equipment on your vehicle, and that one's got a 40, 50,000 mile warranty, you still probably will not get that in the real world, but it's still better than what you would have gotten with the original equipment tire. And you say, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What the crap? This tire's supposed to get 60,000 miles, and then they go back to that game. So to give your customers a way of getting out of that, there's two things you can do, a couple things. Number one, when you purchase that brand new vehicle, you can say, I don't want the original equipment tires. I want the replacement tire that's equivalent to that with the mileage warranty. That's what you must ask for. And they will let you swap them out at an even cost. The tire manufacturer will, or the dealer.
Now,
once you get past that, say, well, you can't do it. I've already put more than 500 miles on the tire. I've used more than 1/32nd. This is what you can do now. You can call the tire manufacturer and complain. And if they say, no, we can only do one tire, keep calling. They will do two tires. Then you call your dealer or get the tire manufacturer, whoever that technical service person was that you talked to on that 1-800 number, get them to call your local dealer and say, hey, we'll split it with you to take care of this customer. We'll buy two new tires if you guys buy two new tires. That way the dealer isn't responsible for the whole bag of tricks and neither is the tire manufacturer, but make sure they give you the replacement tire, not the original equipment tire back on there, so now you have that mileage warranty, which is good at any of the authorized dealers in the U.S.
I love it. TJ, time is catching up to us. Three things real quick. First of all, Wayne says hi.
Wayne, how are you doing, brother?
Very good, TJ. I was looking forward to talking to you.
Secondly, how can people find you or get a hold of you or website or whatever you mentioned that they could do that?
Easy to get in touch with me. Anyone can email me. My email address is thetireguy@yahoo.com, and it's thetireguy@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I'm going to give you my cell number also. You can call me if I don't answer, if I'm working a case or I'm at a fleet or something, just leave me a voicemail. You will get a call back, and that number is 615-636-8136. If I don't call you, one of my engineers will.
Okay, and also in closing, and it's not a commercial because we ain't getting any money from them, but you and I talked the other day, you like Discount Tire Company, don't you?
Oh, God, yes! Discount Tire, Discount Tire, Discount Tire. Anybody needs any tire work, forget everyone on the planet except this, and I don't get any money from them, but they do all the work on my vehicle. Discount Tire, take your vehicle to Discount Tire.
DJ Janet, our good friend. Thank you, my friend. Hope to see you again soon, okay?
Have a great day, guys.
Okay, friends, we'll be back with more of Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
Okay, welcome back, Texas Outdoor News. Just right quick, Remember, the CCA Star Tournament is going on statewide through the 7th of September. You must sign up for this thing. It's just too good a deal. CCATexas.org. Federal Red Snapper season, you know, opened on the 1st of June, going for 63 days. And then, of course, 4th of July, friends, get out there, get outside, celebrate our country's 244th year of independence, okay? And, of course, as those conservation events start coming up again and those banquets and stuff, support them. Go to those events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And I want to thank my good friend Wayne Cronin for sitting in for Bill. Pronto Muffler Center in Houston, Texas. The Brad Paisley, the arc welder. You want your exhaust done? I mean, he'll make your Yugo sound like a Mustang, won't you?
Yeah, 40 years and running.
Pronto Muffler. You got a website?
Yes.
What is it?
Pronto Muffler.
Oh, okay. .com, I suppose.
At att.net.
Oh, att.net, okay. Trying to put you on the spot. I should have your phone number memorized. No, but it's your home number. We're not going to give that out. Anyway, do remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers, okay? And, you know, if you catch them doing it wrong out there on the water or in the field, you got to turn them in, friends. Call Operation Game Thief. You can be anonymous. 800-792-GAME. So we can keep it safe out there for everybody. Just make sure everybody's doing it right. Remember, Big Brother is watching, and he is us.
Yes,
so
sir.
might as well catch him doing it wrong. You know, then they got to pay the fine and do the time, okay? So do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Our shows are archived there, and there's a list of our great stations. So you be safe out there on the water or in the field so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.